This podcast is brought to you by the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, your community foundation, which is focused on one simple goal: to help philanthropists pursue their causes for bettering the lives of people in Louisiana. Welcome to the pod. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, and today we invited in Elizabeth Hutchison, Director of Employees First, a program of the Baton Rouge Area Foundation. Are you a business owner who wonders how you can help your employees during times of personal and community crisis? Are you an employee who would prefer to work for a company that goes above and beyond to care for your needs? If so, today's episode is for you. Employees First allows companies to establish emergency assistance funds that can support employees when they're most in crisis. Since its inception, Employees First has awarded grants to employees around the world. Keep listening to learn more about the work of Employees First and how you can be prepared for storm season.
Hey, Chris.
Elizabeth, welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much for having me. This is fun. It's a treat.
I don't usually get to interview colleagues, but it's
your own staff members.
But this is great because Employees First, you know, I came to realize has been around for over 17 years.
It has, long before my time and yours, right?
Clearly. So tell us a little bit, how did they get started? What's the origin story of it?
So Employees First was born in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina. And what happened, we all know what happened with Hurricane Katrina, unfortunately, but there were lots of companies with hundreds and hundreds of displaced employees that had been greatly impacted by the storm. And they wanted to find a way to help those employees monetarily, just sort of deal with that crisis and hopefully bridge that gap to recovery. And so the foundation was approached by a lot of these companies, mm-hmm. Emeril Lagasse, Auric Vacuums, a lot of larger companies that, you know, had a lot of employees that were impacted in New Orleans, and said, what can we do? And so leadership at that time said, you know what, we'll create a process of where we can fairly award these employees who have been impacted with some money, and money that they don't have to pay back. And so it was born from there, and it's obviously grown. You know, we've, you know, really worked on our processes, our systems. You know, this was uncharted territory back then, and so it has changed based on demand, based on, you know, the world that we live in now. But that brings us to where we are now, and it has become a really important, critical resource that a lot of companies are now seeking out.
Yeah, I mean, we are operating one of the largest employees assistance programs in the world, which is quite remarkable.
Right here in Baton Rouge.
Right here in Baton Rouge. And again, really born out of crisis for our own community, but we found a way to help businesses and help employees. Well, talk to us just about the mechanics. Why is it important that there be this kind of intermediate foundation and employee assistance program for companies and for employees?
Yeah. So Employees First is really a unique charitable solution. It's an employee relief fund. And so companies that are interested in implementing this, I always describe it as, you know, it is a charitable account. Think of, you know, everybody has a bank account, right? And you write checks or pay your mortgage, you pay your car bill, your phone bill, and groceries. Well, when companies open up this program with us, they are essentially opening up a charitable account. But the purpose of that account is to pay their employees grants, right? Mm-hmm. In our world, we call them grants, but they are financial awards to help those employees who have faced some sort of unexpected emergency. And we are the administrator of that fund. And there are lots of advantages for us being the administrator of that fund. One is, you mentioned it, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. So the advantage is, when we award that money to an employee, they don't have to pay taxes on that.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. The flip side of that is, when you open up a charitable account, that company then can make donations or gifts to that account that are tax deductible. So it's sort of, it feels good on both sides, right? Companies can say, well, we're going to do this for our employees. We're going to invest in them. They are the most important thing to keep our business running successfully. A lot of companies look at this as part of their corporate social responsibility now.
Yeah.
So they will make these donations. And in the same regard, employees who receive this kind of help get essentially a cash award to help them through a crisis. And that just feels good.
Yeah. You also mentioned earlier the benefit of just sort of fairness. I mean, it sort of creates that ability that, a company really can be kind of, blind to whatever the circumstance is, not show any favoritism, but really, be there to kind of meet whomever is affected.
Yeah, you're right. And there's structure to the program, right? Yeah. It's not free money. It's not just let's open this up and start handing out money to employees. As the administrator of your program, we've got to follow some rules that the IRS mandates of us. And one of those is that we've got to have a fair solution for everyone. So, and this will answer your question about, being fair to how you award money to people in a crisis. Yeah. So the program is designed to really help employees receive assistance after sort of one of two things has happened to them. And we call those qualified emergencies. What are those qualified emergencies? We really look at them, Chris, in two different categories. One is a weather-related event. We know all about that here in South Louisiana. Talked about it. We live in hurricane country. And the flip side of that is what we call personal hardships. Examples of personal hardships are a medical incident for an employee. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are needing some experimental treatments to help with a condition that they have and they can't afford those experimental treatments or insurance won't pay for that. They could get some help with that. A sudden death of an employee.
Yeah.
A home fire, right? So these are all qualified emergencies that this program allows an employee to seek assistance. Now we, as your administrator of this program, work with you as a company to structure that program with the rules and regulations that you are comfortable with. We ask you questions like, out of your employee base, who's eligible to apply for this assistance? And apply is a key word.
Mm-hmm.
Is it full-time employees? Is it part-time employees? Is it contract workers? Maybe it's all of the above.
And that's really a company decision at some point,
it's a company decision. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the program is that we customize it according to you leadership at the company, what you're comfortable providing. Then we say, hey, what's the maximum amount of money that an employee could receive from this? And this is key to how the program works. This is not designed to hand out thousands and thousands of dollars, right? This program is designed to really bridge the gap between what's happened and getting them back on their feet. And I say that in that the average award we see going out is somewhere between $2,500 and $5,000. Mm-hmm. But you as the company get to decide what's the maximum amount of money. Most companies out of all our clients land on about $5,000, right? Okay. Now, there's more to it than that, but just for simplification, you've now created the game rules for us. Now, we, employees first, are your third-party, confidential, unbiased entity. And that makes it really easy, Chris, because when an employee has a crisis, a lot of times they are sensitive situations, and it's much easier to come to us and apply for help than it is to notify your supervisor or your boss or your colleague.
And then we've got a team on the back end, a fantastic team that it really is holding the hands of those employees in their time of crisis. And I've heard some of those stories, which can just be heartbreaking. But talk to us a little bit about kind of the team and what they're doing for your employees in those moments of greatest need.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic full-time team. This is all that they do. They process these requests for help, right? They are a trained team. They know that when we are helping employees, we are dealing with people in a crisis, and oftentimes it's very sensitive. So they are very comfortable in those situations. It's really rare that a member of our team isn't working with every individual applicant. And I know we didn't touch too much on it, but you do have to apply for help. But when I was talking about we're structuring that program according to the rules that the company is comfortable with, then we're creating an application. So there's an even playing field for everybody. But yes, so the team deals with just about everybody individually. And that's because we want to make sure whatever you have submitted in terms of information to describe your crisis and your financial need, if there's anything missing or if we have a question, our team member is going to contact that employee to make sure we get that question answered, or if there's more documentation that we need, to give them every opportunity to receive assistance. And so that's important. I think that's one of the things that makes us stand out from others in this arena who do this, is that we really pride ourselves on having a close relationship and being very sensitive, but also fair to employees that are in a tough situation.
You mentioned, in today's world, a lot of companies are feeling the sort of either call of responsibility for kind of greater social goals and how to attract employees, or maybe the pressure. Either way, it really is a kind of workers' market right now, and so employees are thinking about, where do I want to work? What's the kind of values and culture and And so this tool seems to me to be maybe a benefit for employers to really differentiate themselves and sort of showcase to employees that it's not just about the salary or whether you're working from home or not, but we're there to meet your kind of personal needs too.
Yeah. Chris, it's funny, when I started out doing this, I had just come on board at the foundation. It was 2015. And my boss at the time said, here, see what you can do with this program. At the time, Chris, there were only two companies in the portfolio. So I started knocking on doors.
Yeah.
I started knocking on doors and calling some of the companies and saying, look, this is a great concept. But the truth is, at that time, Chris, the concept was too far in advance for the culture at that time. And you just said it. Now we live in a world where companies go, gosh, it's competitive out there ever since COVID. More people really want a work-life balance. And if you can't offer that, they're going to go to the next company that is offering that. And this is one of those things that companies are now looking at in terms of something that they can recruit employees with. You know, look, we go that extra mile to care about you. And we do that by offering this program. If something unfortunate happens to you, there is an important resource that's going to be able to offer you some cash money to help you get out of that. So you're right. Now the culture has changed and companies are coming to us and really looking at, look, we're doing our research and trying to figure out which one of these providers is best for us, because we realize in order to stay competitive in the world we live in now and attracting and keeping employees, we've got to be able to offer them more than what people think of as traditional employee assistance, right? Of counseling or that low interest loan if something's happened. This is an actual cash award. So yeah.
Well, and then colleagues, I think, feel like there's a way they can lean in and help, you know, their colleagues in their time of need, which is remarkable.
You're right. Chris, you bring up a great point. The beauty of this is that once this company opens up this charitable account, anybody can give to it. So employees can feel good, maybe giving $1 or $5 out of their, you know, paycheck to give to this. Not only will it help out their fellow employees, but God forbid something should happen to them, there's a resource there. So it feels good, you know?
So on that end, it's both a tax deduction for the employer, but it could also be a tax deduction for other employees that, again, are feeling philanthropic or feeling charitable, want to participate and feel like they're part of a bigger whole than just themselves.
It is.
Yeah,
it's a win on both sides. And as I said, it's just really a great, important resource that a lot of companies are seeking out now.
Now, when you joined in 2015, you said we had two companies who were partners of ours. We have since gone gangbusters. I mean, there are companies, and in fairness, sure, some may be seeking us, but you've also been on the phone, you've met with and talked to companies all across the world.
Yeah.
Which I think is really impressive, right?
So it's a global program.
Help our listeners understand maybe the scale and scope of the types of companies we're working with and where we're working across the globe.
So there was a turning point in all of this, and that is, and everybody listening here in Louisiana will know that, it was 2016 when the Great Flood happened. At that point, Chris, we went from two companies to 80 companies within those couple of months during the 2016 flood. And what happens is we get introduced to companies a lot of times after something, a big event has happened where lots of their employees have been impacted, and they go, what can we do? We go, we can help. This is what Employees First is all about. We can help you. We set up the program. We help their employees get through this crisis, which many times, obviously here, it's a hurricane. And then employees go, gosh, companies go, you know, they understand the immediate relief that was provided, but they also then oftentimes can see the long-term benefit of having this program around. And so from that point on was really a turning point. That introduced us to many, many companies who we were able to help their employees in the immediate sense, but they decided to keep this around. And it became a year-round resource. So from then, you know, for us, the program just grew from there. And, you know, we were able to really start marketing this outside of Louisiana. And I'm really proud to say that many of our clients have employees and offices all over the world. So it's fantastic that right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this is what we do. But we're able to help clients with employees in the Philippines, you know, in Germany and Italy, you know, wherever it may be, we can do it. The application is translated into any language. We understand that, you know, employees in India are making a different salary than they are in the Philippines or in the U.S. And so it is scalable, it's customizable, so that you as a company, no matter where your employees are, we can make sure that this resource works best for you and your people.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of these stories when, especially we get into these large scale events. So you know, most often, you know, companies are signing up really, as you said, kind of following an immediate event that maybe has affected an entire geographic area. And again, as you said, you know, hurricanes are in our backyard, unfortunately. Right. So in those moments, how have we kind of evolved the program? I know this year in particular, we're rolling out some new features, really learning kind of what companies need, what employees needs after, you know, an immediate disaster or a federally declared disaster. So what are we doing on those fronts?
Yeah, that's a great question. We understand right here in the backyard, you know, of Louisiana, that a lot of times companies are just facing one specific event that they want to help their employees with. And so, again, what we're able to do is we're able to customize the program just for that event. So let's say last year we had some companies that just said, look, we've had hundreds of people that have been impacted by Ida. Just help us get through Ida.
Yeah.
And so we really can create this siloed program, customized how they want, to be able to help their people recover financially from Ida. And then they can close it out. So that's the beauty of it. You know, if you just want us to help you through a particular large event that has impacted your employees, we can do that. In the same regard, if you feel good about that and this resource makes sense for your culture to have it year-round, then we can extend the program and structure it so that it'll help your employees year-round with what we talked about, personal hardships. So our products are designed to be able to help a company and their employees, whether it is one specific event or whether we are looking at this for something to have in the future.
And now, really, you know, being that this is, you know, the beginning of hurricane season, you know, is the time, I think, for companies to begin thinking about this. We've, you know, built a product this year, for example, where, you know, really in that kind of time immediately, if a federally declared disaster is named or if there's an evacuation order issue, you know, how do you help maybe those employees that, you know, don't have enough in their bank account to, and with fuel costs where they are, right, to fill up the car to get out of town, to, you know, get that hotel or Airbnb? What can we do for employees?
Yeah,
in that circumstance.
I always say we've got several products on the menu, right? And depending on what your situation is, we can find the right product that meets your needs. You're right. After a major storm, a lot of times what we see in terms of employees is that they need assistance with evacuation. Mm-hmm. We know a storm has been federally declared. We are used to that here in Louisiana. And it means you got to fill up your gas tank. You may need to move to safer, higher, different ground. And the unfortunate reality is that a lot of employees can't afford that. Some people can't even afford to fill up their generator.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't afford to rent an Airbnb, pack up the family, and move. And so a particular component on our menu is called our Evacuation and Disaster Relief Program. And this is activated after a federally declared disaster. And what it does is that it quickly allows an employee to apply for immediate assistance for evacuation relief or financial help. Mm-hmm. And that program is super quick, where they apply, and within 2 days, if they are eligible, we're able to get them, you know, a quick payment of $500, $750, or $1,000. And that makes a big difference, as we both know, when someone is trying to stay safe or get out of the line of a storm that's coming.
Well, and for, you know, a company, you know, I can just imagine, I mean, you know, especially in those kind of moments right before, right after the disaster, it's hard to keep touch with everyone.
It is.
So knowing you've got this tool in your toolkit that can, you know, take care of your employees, you can have somewhere to direct them whenever they're able, that still preserves the opportunity that, you know, if down the line, unfortunately, you know, someone's had more damage or much more of a higher need, there's still those other products where you can get a higher level of assistance
right.
if needed.
There's long-term relief available too. So we can help you in the short term with evacuation assistance. And then if unfortunately you return and find that the roof has been torn off of your house, we are able through our long-term product to be able to help you with assistance in those repairs.
Now, you know, our team, which we talked about a little bit earlier, fantastic team of professionals, and really, you know, they are there holding the hands. I've heard a lot of these phone calls, and you know, it can be heartbreaking, right, to sort of be that lifeline when someone really is at wit's end. And so, you know, I'd maybe not reflect as much on the pain of the circumstance, but I know through that there's been some amazing stories of hope that have been uplifting for us and our team and obviously for the employee that, you know, needed that help. Maybe share some of those with
us. Yeah, it takes a special person. And, you know, as you said, we've got, I can't say enough about our amazing team that do this day in and day out. It takes a special person to be able to work under that kind of pressure, knowing that sometimes, you know, a life depends on someone receiving this help. I can think of one great story where it was an employee of one of our clients and a storm was coming. She was 9 months and overdue, pregnant with a baby. And, you know, an employee like many today, living paycheck to paycheck, working on an hourly rate, and the storm is coming. She shouldn't go far from where her hospital and her doctor is, but she's in the line of the storm. So she had to evacuate or needed to evacuate and couldn't afford to do that. Through the assistance of the program, she was able to receive some money to be able to safely evacuate with her husband. And it was wonderful because 2 days later, her baby was born safely and in an area that was storm-free. And we got to see the picture of that beautiful face. So those are some of the great stories that, you know, that made a huge difference in her life. And it feels good that, you know, this program was able to provide that.
Elizabeth, what else do we offer for companies that, again, whether you are a global international company with thousands of employees or you're a company here, you know, in Baton Rouge with maybe less than 10 employees, what else do we offer those companies in terms of partnership and charitable opportunities with the Baton Rouge Area Foundation?
Well, what I think is great is that, you know, we can sort of be, you know, for lack of a better phrase, one-stop shopping for local companies, right? You know, we can not only take care of their employee relief fund, but also if a company is looking at, you know, having a larger footprint here in the community or just a charitable footprint, you know, the other side of our house, this is what we do, right? You can open up a corporate fund and allow the foundation to assist you, not only in helping your employees, but also through a corporate fund, helping you make grants and support the causes and organizations not only here in South Louisiana or in Louisiana, but around the world that are important to you. Maybe that, you know, meet the culture or the things that are, you know, important that you want to support. So I think that's great that, you know, whatever your desire is, whether it's helping employees or, you know, as I said, having a stronger presence maybe in the communities where you have an office or a footprint, we can do that. So
we want to be your partner. That's exactly right.
Yes, and we can.
So, Elizabeth, looking forward, let's pray that this is a quiet storm season. but unfortunately, we know, you know, crisis will come, whether it's in a sort of major natural disaster affecting a large swath of the community or, unfortunately, you know, befalling kind of a single individual. What's on the horizon for Employees First? What are sort of your goals for the growth of this program over the next few years?
Yeah. Well, I would say right now, if someone is listening and they're interested in learning more, reach out. Now is a good time, right? We're in the middle of storm season, but nothing's happened yet, knock wood. So it's a great time to explore what this program is about. I can answer their questions about their particular needs of their employees and how this could be structured to fit, you know, what might work for them. So it's a great time to explore, to research, to learn more while nothing has happened. Certainly we can react when something does happen. You know, we're able to get this up and running. So I would encourage people, if they're interested, to reach out to me. I love the opportunity just to share more. And then secondly, just for the future of the company, we want to keep growing. You know, at the risk of sounding boastful, we're good at what we do. We love what we do. It's part of our mission. We've been at it. We work hard every year to improve in every aspect. And so we want to continue to grow. We want to continue to share more about the benefits of this program to many industries and continue to welcome in, you know, new clients to our portfolio that we can serve.
That's right. And again, I think it's just to underscore that point that the foundation is here to serve the community, and that community is both immediately in Baton Rouge, but as we've learned, we've got a bigger state, a bigger world that we all need to help each other out. And I've just been, you know, so impressed by the work of this organization and then, you know, meeting companies and others that want to do good, not only for their own employees, but also even their customers. I mean, there's opportunities that if you're a company that, you know, does direct service and you notice that there are needs of your customers, we've got opportunities to build products and services that help you do good.
I know we're running out of time, but I'm thinking quick story. We do have a unique client that exactly what you just said, Chris. They have customers that many times are in underserved communities and cannot afford when, again, an emergency occurs. And we're able to create a program that works for them to serve their customers. So I know I'm leaving that very vague, but here, we'll leave the listeners if you're interested in that. There's more to come back to, right?
You got to call Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, how if people want to learn more about Employees First, where can they go?
Well, thanks for so much again for the opportunity to share more. And for everybody listening, I appreciate it. To learn more, you can go to our website, which is employeesfirst.org. That's the word employees, that's plural, the number one, the letter S as in Sam, T as in Tom, .org. And that gives you a great summary of the program. My contact information is there. I love to have the opportunity to do a Zoom or a Teams meeting or a phone call and just, you know, answer your questions. So, but it's all there. And as I said, I appreciate the opportunity to share more and look forward to anybody out there reaching out.
Well, I'm so glad you spelled that out, because otherwise I was going to have to.
So, I did it for you, Chris.
Elizabeth, you're awesome. The team at Employees First is awesome, and it's been such a joy to hang out today. So
I hope everybody's still awake out there.
They can come back to it later. No, they are. As always, thank you for listening in, and thank you for letting us share stories of impact, stories of change in our community. I'm Chris Meyer, your host, and we look forward to seeing you the next time. To learn more about the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, please visit our website at braf.org and become a member today.